So trying to be as still as you can during the next about 20 minutes. If you do have to move, that's okay. Just be very aware of the movements and try to be and do them as gentle and with awareness as possible. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths. And we begin the practice of Yoga Nidra. The practice will guide you to a state of consciousness between waking and sleeping. But try to remain awake by listening to the sound of my voice. And you will be asked to move your awareness to various bodily sensations, emotions, and images. Try not to concentrate too intensely, as it may just block your relaxation. And during this meditation, just please use and absorb what you need in this moment and leave the rest behind. And if the mind becomes overactive with thoughts and worries and anxiety, just come back to the sound of the voice. And just become aware of any sounds you can hear in this moment. Nothing else but what you can hear without any strain. And begin to focus on the most distant sounds that you can hear. Just let the sense of hearing radiate outward, searching out these distant sounds and following them for a few moments. Move your attention from sound to sound without labeling the source. And very gradually bring your attention to closer sounds, to sounds outside this building, to sounds inside this building, to sounds inside this room. And without opening your eyes, just visualize the four walls of this room, the ceiling, the floor, your body lying on the floor. Visualize your body lying on the floor. The position of your body, your clothes, your hair, your face. Become acutely aware of the existence of your physical body lying on the floor. And now become aware of your natural breath without any interference. Your spontaneous and natural breath that moves in and out of your body without any effort. The natural breath flows in through both nostrils. And notice the feeling of the breath as it comes in and out of your nostrils. There's a sense of coolness as you inhale the breath. And following this feeling into your nose, your sinuses, the back of your throat, into your lungs. There's a sense of warmth as you exhale the breath. Feel this warmth on your upper lip as you breathe out. The natural breath flows through both nostrils during the inhale and the exhale. and allow your breath to become longer and slower. And take a long, slow inhalation, followed by a longer, slower exhalation. Make your exhale even slower. And notice the slight pause after the exhale. Slow inhale and even slower exhale, and feel the pause. And just feel the urge to breathe in bubble up inside of you. When you need to inhale, just please do so. Long, slow inhale, longer, slower exhale, and then pause where the body is neither breathing in nor out. And please continue to breathe in this way. Now go back to your natural, easy breath, releasing any control over the inhale and the exhale. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. At this moment, you should make your sankalpa or resolve. Sankalpa should be a short, positive statement in simple language. And try to discover one naturally. Please state your sankalpa clearly and with awareness 3 times in the present tense. This resolve you make during Yoga Nidra plants a seed in the fertile soil of your mind to bring about transformation and healing. And also say to yourself, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. I am awake and relaxed. And we begin a systematic journey of sensory awareness throughout the body. And you will move your awareness to different parts of your body as soon as you hear them named. And just please say the name of the part of yourself and feel that part of your body, but do not move any part. The practice begins on the right side. Right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now go to the back of the body, your right heel, your left heel, right calf, left calf, right thigh, left thigh, right buttock, left buttock, lower back, middle back, upper back, the entire spine, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, middle of the eyebrows, right eye, left eye, right nostril, left nostril, right cheek, left cheek, upper lip, lower lip, both lip together, chin, jaw, throat, collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, right groin, left groin, the pelvic floor, the whole right leg, whole left leg, whole right arm, whole left arm, the whole face, the whole head, the whole torso, the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. Now imagine the whole body becoming light, as though your body could float away from the floor towards the ceiling. The head is light and weightless. The limbs are light and weightless. The torso is light and weightless. The whole body light and weightless. You are rising higher and higher away from the floor. Imagine your body becoming heavy. Feel the heaviness in all parts of the body. Each part is becoming heavier and heavier and heavier. The head is heavy, the limbs are heavy, the torso is heavy, the whole body is heavy. So heavy that it is sinking down into the floor. I want you to tune in and recollect an experience of anxiety, intense anxiety and worry, and feeling the stress in your mind and body. But don't concentrate on the source of it. You might even be feeling it right now with everything going around in the world. And allow yourself to feel that anxiety as clearly as possible, knowing that you are safe. And now allow the feeling of complete calm to envelop you. Just manifest the experience of calm in your entire mind, body, and emotions. Calm is washing over you, wrapping you, in its arms. You're relaxed and aware. You're completely calm. And awaken the experience of cold in your body. Experience of a chilly cold. Imagine being outside in winter with too little clothing, not a warm jacket. Just feel that chill permeating your body. Now allow the sensation of warmth to spread throughout the entire body. Remember the heat in the summer when you're out in the sun with no shade. Feel that heat radiating onto your skin, the heat all around your body. And begin to concentrate on the space in front of your closed eyelids. Imagine before your transparent screen as though you were at the cinema. The screen is as high and as wide as your eyes can see. Concentrate on this mind screen and become aware of any phenomena that manifests within it. Colors, patterns, light. Whatever you see is the manifesting state of your mind. Continue your awareness of this space, but do not become involved. Practice detached awareness only. If any subtle images make themselves known, simply notice them without directing the images. If thoughts occur, let them come and go, but continue watching the dark space. Continue with detached awareness. And I want you to go into your emotional body, feeling whatever emotions are currently rising up within you. Again, with the full knowledge that you are safe and protected. And allow yourself to feel those emotions with the knowledge that they will pass if you allow them to come up, meet them, and release them. So if any anxiety, any worry comes up, allow yourself to feel them even if it feels scary to do so. I invite you to see where does it manifest in your body. Whatever feelings come up, they always have a response within your body. And bring your awareness there. Even if you want, you can place a hand on that part of your body. That is the manifestation of whatever emotions are arising. Our lungs are our center for grief. Our bellies are our power center. And just notice them pass. And if your mind gets involved and wants you to spiral down, see, can you catch it and allow it to kind of say, that's okay, I'm just going to let it pass by. And it's time to repeat our sankalpa, that statement of resolve you've made in the beginning of the practice. Repeat this 3 times mentally now. And then slowly start to come back to the feeling of your breath flowing in and out through your nostrils. Maintain your awareness of the breath and at the same time develop your awareness of your physical body. Your body is relaxed and lying on the floor. And feel the container of your skin and the clothes and the blanket and the yoga mat, any props that are touching you. Notice the heaviness of your body as it rests on the floor and take your awareness into all the points that are touching the floor. The back of your heels, thighs, buttocks, shoulder blades, arm, hands and head. Don't open your eyes just yet, but visualize the surrounding room. Imagine where you are in the room and the other objects around you. And lie quietly until you feel ready to move. Start by slowly moving hands and feet, but take your time, there's no hurry. When you're sure that you are fully awake, gently roll over to the side. And just stay on your side for a few more moments. If and when you're ready, you can open your eyes and in your very own time, come up to sitting. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete.